Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Today, I have with me Divya Patrick. Divya, over 25 years of rich and varied experience as university associate professor, scientist, biotechnology professional, and career leadership coach. As CEO of the DP Group, e-virtual roundtable team leader, and head career coach of International Coach Academy, she helps executives, professionals, and coaches across 60 countries harness their drive to succeed by building skills for constant improvement. She always encourages her clients to cultivate a cohesive plan by setting ambitious yet achievable goals. She helps coaches, trainers, and service providers develop focused and customized informational products for their clients. Her enormous love of people, fierce passion for coaching, and commitment to building leaders, an unbridled desire to change the world for the better, has led to the establishment of the 111 Leader Project and launch of podcast show Careers Cast. Welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's an honor. Thank you, Vicki.
Well, I'm thrilled that not only are you with us today, but you're also going to be in our next in the best-selling book launch of The Voyage to Your Vision. And I would love if you could start out by telling us a little bit about what your vision looks like.
So what my vision looks like is, I will share with you. I'm going to start out with passion and purpose, because passion and purpose are the key ingredients of vision. So passion is extremely important. However, you cannot build your life, business, or organization on passion alone. Passion needs to be applied towards the dynamic purpose. And you need a process that will foster your passionate purpose towards success. Let's look at what is purpose. Purpose is the grid, the mighty why, that galvanizes your passion and allows you to make a difference. And now passion is the energy in your brilliance. It is what you love to do and what makes you come alive. Vision is the junction where passion and purpose come together to create your pulsing dream, goal that you want for your life. And mission is the how, the action plan to translate vision into reality, to be the you that you want to be. So my purpose of life is to create the wealth of well-being for myself, others, and us as a whole planet. And my vision is, I would like to share a story. Once upon a time, a group of 60 people attended a team-building workshop. The facilitator gave every participant a ball and asked them to write their name on it. All the balls were collected and placed in a container in another room. The participants were guided to that room, and the facilitator asked them, go ahead, find your ball, that is, with your name written on it, and you only have 7 minutes. And of course, the majority of the participants just dove into the container trying to find that ball, looking for the name, paying no heed whatsoever to their own or the other's safety. And as you can imagine, there was utter chaos and nobody could find their own ball. Maybe a couple of people, that's about it. Then the facilitator told everyone, okay, let's take a breather. Why don't you just dive in there again, pick a random ball, and give it to the person whose name is written on it. Within minutes, all the balls were in the hands of rightful owners. So the purpose of this exercise was that, you know, we are looking for happiness and a sense of well-being everywhere, whether it's in buying a new TV, or buying a new house, going up the ladder in the career for that vacation, that cruise. However, we don't know where to find it. What we do not realize is that our happiness and well-being is not only directly related to our own well-being, it's also correlated to the happiness of other people. Kindness towards others contributes towards your well-being. When you're kind to others, everyone including you is happy and experiences the well-being. I believe that a shift in human consciousness is imminent where all of us can thrive together. Let's envision you as an inspired gardener. Like a great gardener, you know the science of meeting your inner confidence to thrive, that is to garden and nurture the seeds, yourself, family and friends and community each day so that the seeds, that's you and all of us, have a breakthrough, growth, and unfolding into the best plant you and all can be. And different elements like water, sunshine, shade, soil, nutrients are needed to grow a beautiful garden, and the gardener knows that. A balanced and a cohesive mind, body, feelings, intellect, and connection to the community is needed for the well-being of an individual, family, community, and planet. The passion that lights the fire in your belly wakes you in the morning, and relationship to the vision keeps you moving towards your goals. Just as a gardener is eager to see the unfolding of buds, you're ready to cherish the day you have in your hands, because once the day is gone, it's gone. All the challenges, controversy, conflict, wins, harmony will come your way. You, the gardener, knows how to learn, adapt, and grow while experiencing the ever-changing and evolving life. You, the gardener, knows how to thrive using love, patience, kindness, equanimity, and gratitude to sow the seeds in positivity. Weed the weeds out, that being negative, while creating a harmony with the environment and element. The smile is never too far from your lips or eyes because you cherish being alive, that thriving. Your mindful energy makes you come alive, directs you to experience joy in the waiting of an emerging plant that grows and blooms in its natural splendor. Nothing changes, and yet your whole life changes. This results in shifting the course of your life while influencing those who come in contact with you positively. Let's expand the envisioning. We see how you have nourished yourself, how you have nurtured yourself and people around you. Your energy draws the positive forces like a magnet. Because you are content, you want to share your joy and help others. As you help others, bonds of kindness become the glue of connections. Your home becomes a haven, your family where everyone belongs and wants to be a part of. Not because they are family by birth or by blood, because they want to be part of family by choice. As the joy spills over, consequently, you reach out to your friends, neighbors, and strangers. The connection of love and kindness keeps zooming out. The gardening begins with a genuine me, merging into an enormous we, leading to inspired leadership where freedom and love of learning fosters individual and collective growth. Leadership wellness coaching is my passion because it enables me to be a gardener in true sense and experience the joy of seeing the dramatic shifts people make towards accruing and sharing the wealth of well-being, which I've seen in the form of unfolding of a bud, which is a person finding the courage to step into their awesome being that they are. Creating space for new plants by weeding, which is generating confidence by releasing your emotional fears. Or a tree that we have planted that gives shade and home to birds, which is when one of the clients turns into a leader, discovering and following his or her purpose of helping others achieve what they want. And what is the mission? The mission is, as the wealth of well-being grows tenfold with courage of acceptance, kindness, mindfulness, and grace, as well as love in your heart, it will keep on growing. And that's what gave birth to the 111 Project Leader Movement and Signature Program, which starts out with developing an independent leader. That's you or me. Bridging the connection with the other, whether be it friend, family, or fellow, by being just yourself and giving that smile, followed through by building we, which are interdependent connections of independent me. Because think about it, when we flip the M in me, it's W in we. Individually, we are one drop, and together we are an ocean, as Mr. Satoru has very well said.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what your background is like. What brought you to this vision? What's your journey been like?
So my journey has traversed just like a river where you can never step twice in the same waters, has gone through several different landscapes. My life has had successes as well as setbacks. At times, everything has seemed to work, and at times, everything seemed off-kilter. It so happened that sometimes the personal development tools in my toolkit did not work. And one of the biggest challenges that has been in my life is to put myself first before family, work, and friends. The other has been to acknowledge the truth about my ability to perform above par. Despite having excruciating back and neck pain, I've had some health issues. And just in the pursuit of getting things done, at no matter what, I kept on pushing myself. And during such times, the purpose and the vision that I had, it would just continuously fuel the embers of my underlying passion to do whatever it takes to keep on marching to achieve my vision. Because as I would get a little better, I'd help someone and I would see that beautiful smile on someone's face, that aha moment lighting up in their eyes, and I'd be like, no, you know, I can continue marching. And that led me to get caught up in the cycle of paying some attention to my well-being, get a little better, and drive myself farther. However, I had made the mistake of thinking that I was in control. However, I realized that the body is in charge. And from there on began the quest of finding what was it that stopped me from being kind to myself? What is it that stops my friends, my family, my clients, everyone around us to make the complete shift to where we want to be? So that's when I started looking into coaching, meditation, nature, relationships, and science, because I have been a scientist. I have been meditating for a long time. And as things started coming together, and as the science of the unconscious mind became the basis of my coaching, the gap between knowing and doing amalgamated to become a way of life. So what I found out was outcomes are driven by behaviors and habits, which in turn are driven by feelings and emotions. At the bottom of the feelings are our thoughts and beliefs. So what happens is our thinking drives our actions, behaviors, and decisions, and thereby affecting our well-being, performance, and results, either positively or negatively. And the maxim, know thyself, revealed to me that my belief about my role in my family and society had created this exaggerated sense of conscious responsibility. The pain actually became a blessing in disguise. I found that first and foremost, I have to be true to myself, core values. And once you are true to yourself and your core values, mindfulness steps in and mindfulness aligns with the environment. And we end up honoring efforts, process, and intentions. It's not just the results. Yes, I'm there for someone. That is enough. I need to be there for myself as well. On one hand, mindfulness nurtures non-judgment, acceptance, grace, and love. On the other hand, it also develops inner confidence, positivity, and courage, which is born out of emotional freedom to nurture the seeds of opportunities in times of adversity and challenges. Science and research have shown that positive emotions expand your attention and outlook for a very brief period. However, when your attention and outlook is expanded, it widens your perspectives and opens you to new possibilities that did not exist before. You see things that you have not seen before. And in turn, it leads you to develop personal cognitive qualities. For example, mindfulness, psychological, emotional dexterity. You're able to develop healthy relationships socially. And physically, your immune system is able to fight viruses. So just by being positive and being mindful and being kind, we create all these resources for ourselves. So thus, it becomes to our own advantage to integrate mindfulness and positivity in our daily life. And that has led me to create my whole vision where the 111 project leader, as we will talk as we continue in the interview, will help our community connect with the sense of well-being. And when we are in the place of well-being, all we will think about is helping others and not just have that gratification for ourselves.
That is so beautiful, just beautiful. So I was wondering, you probably have run into some obstacles along the way. You mentioned you had had some tough times and some good times. Share with me a little bit about what you took away from that. You know, what were the lessons learned from some of the things that have come your way that may not have been real pleasant to experience?
Absolutely. So the lessons, the biggest lesson that I took away was that I began the research of human mind, the subconscious mind. And what I found is, I'm going to share with you, that science and human conscious evolution has made great strides. The foundation of our purpose, vision, and mission is laid by our culture, environment, and society. The skills, commitment, and positive thinking and flexibility have become the tools that make our vision a reality and help us live a purposeful life. So as a society, we are at a place where we all want to flourish. And at the same time, it's a reality that us humans are entangled in the web of needs, survival, and instantaneous gratification, which leads to struggle with physical, mental, and intellect woes, the roots of which are embedded in living lives without vision, passion, and purpose. So what brings this to the forefront is that when we live a life with a purpose, vision, and passion, it's just something different. And when you live life without a purpose, it makes you feel that you have toiled hard for decades and decades doing something that is not expressing you, and it drags you down. And you may ask why others have achieved unprecedented success while you, although equally matched, are not there yet. The truth is that if your wealth of well-being is dependent on external factors, it's going to run dry. So that's where you need to discover, recognize, ignite, or tune into your purpose. Connect with your passion to create a vision of a cohesive way of being. Decisions, connection with others, and a mission of thriving. It's just not enough to define the situation and problem. What we need to do is study inside out. Find out why, the root cause. What are you working towards and how do you get there? It's very crucial to know what's going on about the whole being, which is your mind, body, feelings, and intellect, and as well as the connection to the society and the community. Because we know, as Aristotle very well said, whole is greater than the sum of its parts. As you continually evolve, rewire, and create new neural circuits, we learn that, just like a good software, you need periodic upgrades to become the person you want to become. The learnings and experiences led to an evolving of the 111 Leader Project Movement and Signature Program that influences your unconscious mind to create and develop new beliefs, actions, behaviors, habits, and benevolent decisions. And this in turn makes you self-reliant. And once you're self-reliant, you're able to succeed as you derive solutions from within. You empower others to become independent. And you build interdependent relationships of independent people to serve us. And if anybody desires so, I'm going to share the following 7 steps that can become your own blueprint of creating well-being.
Fabulous.
Thank you. And it has its foundation and its purpose, passion, and vision. So would you like me to share the 7 steps that I have?
Absolutely.
So the first is, discover your powered by me. Why? Because when something is powered by you and not by the vision of others, then you find your why, you will go for it. That's when the change sustains. So you have to dive deeper than your life story, your experiences, and your issues to know yourself. As you discover your true self, you will find that your perspective on life, values, your flaws, strengths, it's all good. It's part of you. That's when you discover your true essence, the true power that embraces you with flaws and all. And when you accept yourself, you will find that you are accepting of others and you're ready to step into your Gandhi moment. And I call Gandhi moment because when you are in that moment, you will not only think about yourself, you'll think about others as well. And once you know yourself reasonably well, you make sure that you ask, what is your why, your meaningful purpose? And will that purpose stand the test of time? How do you know? You know by knowing that, you know, your purpose fits with the perspective of your life. Your perspective of life matches your purpose. It aligns with your values. It aligns with what you stand for. If not, then you need to revisit it, reevaluate it. It is something that strikes an emotional resonance with you. Your purpose expands beyond you and includes the others. However, at the same time, know that you may be defining and redefining as you continue to grow and evolve. The second step is create, connect, and integrate your vision in your life. So now you know your purpose and passion and vision, just not have a vision, and vision, what your desired outcome, what your vision is going to look like. Then you are your authentic you. Synergize with your friends, family, and community to visualize how you, your loved ones, and how people around you, what you stand for, your values, your contributions come together as part of your vision, what it's going to look like, and to give it life, create a vision board where you put in inspirational quotes, pictures, keep it front and center so you're looking at it, and that will help you integrate the vision in your daily life. Live and leave your legacy day after day. It's just not after you're dead. Create a legacy every single day. The third step is cultivating creativity, emotional intelligence, mindfulness, and competency. So creativity is unrestricted flow of ideas. It could be as simple as games invented by children, developing new products, problem-solving traits, and emotional intelligence is the ability to regulate, perceive, manage, understand the emotions, and that helps your emotional and intellectual growth. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is something that you bring intentionally. Acceptance of your attention on the emotions, non-judgmentally, in the present moment. And what's competency? It's the ability to do something successfully. So we need all four of these. So let's cultivate it. Research has shown there are four brainwave states. And when you meditate and when you're mindful, you will have access to different resources. For example, it will promote the free flow of ideas that leads to meaningful, creative, and productive mental activity. So how can you get those? When you gain an insight on your mindset, beliefs, when you gain the knowledge, it will help you cultivate all the four skills that we have talked about. Assess where you are currently at all the fronts, body, mind, feelings, intellect, and the connection to the community, and let go of all excuses. It's okay wherever you are, because when you know where you are, that's when you can form a path and a plan to go where you want to go. And whatever the gaps, fill in the blanks. It's okay. Whether you can do it in a small step or in a big step, whatever you're up to. Increase your self-awareness through mindful meditation, exercising, music, neuro-linguistic programming, visualization, whatever works. And then work on fostering your compassion and empathy. Practice active listening to yourself and others. Action your way into creating new mindsets. The fourth step is lean into your fear with emotional intelligence and mindfulness. The key is work through your fears. Strengthen your mental muscles, because our fears will focus on loss of health, loss of independence, loss of life, loss of rejection, and loss of success. As Mark Twain said, courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. It's okay to be fearful. Work through your fears to live your vision, to achieve your vision. Acknowledge them. Acknowledge those fears and emotions. Discover what the cause is. Whether it's somebody in your environment, it's a stressor, or whether it's your internal belief, once you know, you can work with it with an open mind and empathy. Develop the courage to create new and balanced mindsets. The fifth step is help others with emotional balance and mindfulness. Research has shown that top leaders have high emotional intelligence because it helps you make decisions and flourish socially. Understand your actions, that they can influence others' feelings and emotions, so be mindful of them. Manage your feelings and emotions to produce constructive action. Accept feedback from other people and learn from your setbacks. Empathize, 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 and be yourself, be your authentic self. Step number six is be an independent you. We are aware that history repeats itself. We circle the wagons. What can we do to counteract? The key is to use a reflective, holistic, and a long-term strategy which employs all the tools that we have talked about. It's okay to have obstacles. However, check in, face them, and challenge them. Learn from your experiences so that the gap between the knowing and doing decreases. Continue to acquire knowledge and seek out support. You have people who you can seek out help from or people who are willing to help you, and celebrate your wins with gratitude. And the last step is build a supportive, kind community. Begin with yourself and zoom out to your family, friends, neighbors, community, nation, and planet. Help others help themselves to become independent through love, kindness, and grace. Use encouragement and inspiration. Where a community comes into being, it could be a small family, then it moves out to the neighbors, which serves for the greater good of us. Yes, you may be an individual. However, you are a system within, just like in the body, that interacts with the other organs and other systems to keep the whole body healthy, to keep that whole body, mind, and spirit healthy. You may have specific functions, yet we are all interconnected and interdependent on one another to live as one society. And that concludes my last step.
That is so beautiful. Time has just flown by being with you today. Can you give us a website or some way that people can connect with you, because they're going to want to continue to tap into this amazing wisdom and inspiration you shared with us today?
Absolutely. So if I may just share very quickly, I have a poem. Would that be okay?
Yeah, sure.
So I just want to share that, you know, we have talked about this paradigm of accumulating the wealth of well-being. We have talked about that if you're honest with yourself and that the secret factor of success is you, I am reaching out to you to ask you to lead your way, to show up as your best in life and enable others to show up as their best in life. And when someone says thank you to them, give a smile and tell them that, you know, you can thank me by giving one person a smile and by doing a kind act to another. Live your legacy. And as we part our ways now, I leave you with a poem, an invitation to visit my website to sign the pledge of changing the world one connection at a time. The name of the poem is The 111 Leader Project. Live life with purpose and meaning, for it nourishes your very being. Rather than complain and whine, let's affirm and draw a line. Why wait until next election for our leader selection? Let's make a connection, give a gift of compassion. Initiate with a genuine smile and dissolve that gaping mile. Set one personal goal, achieve it even if you fall. To another, a kind word or deed. Build a connected community, seed by seed. And the website is, I hope to connect with you over there. It is www.DivyaParekh.com www.DivyaParekh.com/111LeaderProject. Thank you.
Thank you. So beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing such beautiful thoughts and, again, such inspiration with us today. And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.